Bible reading number 191, Isaiah 52, verse 13 and following, the suffering servant of God. The one who is always present says, "Look, my servant will act wisely. People will give him honor and respect him highly." But many people were shocked when they saw him. His appearance was so disfigured that he didn't even look like a man. His form was changed so much that they could barely tell that he was human. So he startled many people. Kings will shut their mouths in admiration of him. They will see the things that they had not been told about my servant, the Messiah. And they will understand the things that they had never heard before. Who could have believed what we heard? Who foresaw Yahweh's power in this? He grew up like a small plant in the presence of God. He was like a root coming up out of dry ground. He had no special beauty or splendor to cause us to notice him. There was nothing in his appearance to attract us to him. He was hated and rejected by people. He endured much pain and suffering. People would not even look at him. He was hated, and we didn't think that he was an important man. But he certainly took our suffering upon himself, and he felt our pain for us. Though we saw his plight, we thought that God was punishing him. But he was wounded for the things that we did wrong. He was crushed for the sinful things we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him. And we ourselves are healed by means of his wounds. We all have wandered away like sheep. Each of us has gone our own way, but Yahweh has laid upon him the guilt of us all. The one who is always present says, "He was beaten down and humiliated, but he didn't even say a word. He was like a lamb being led away to be killed. He was quiet as a female sheep is silent while her wool is being cut off. He never opened his mouth. Men took him away violently and unfairly. He died without children to continue his family line. He was put to death. He was struck down for the sins of his people. He was supposed to be buried like criminals, even though he had done nothing wrong. He had never even told a lie. Instead, his death was associated with a rich man." Nevertheless, it was Yahweh who decided to crush him. He caused him to suffer. So the always present one turned his life into a guilt offering. But he will see his many descendants and live a long life. He will complete the things that Yahweh wants him to do. Having suffered many things in his life, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. The one who is always present says, "By his knowledge, my righteous servant will make many people right with God. He will carry away their sins. For this reason, I will honor him as a great man. He will share in all things with those who are strong. He willingly gave his life, yet he was treated like a criminal. But he carried away the sins of many people, and he interceded for those who had rebelled."